So are negative emotions a result of lack of self-compassion?
Yeah.
I would say there are two different aspects to this. One is that there are negative situations externally, negative conditions externally, and there are negative conditionings internally.
Mm-hmm.
And those will create some emotions within us. And we cannot attribute them to just a matter of human choice. That means that when we say that negative results, negative emotions are a cause of, are a result of lack of self-compassion, that would mean that if you choose to become compassionate to yourself, you would not feel those emotions. But I will say that is true, it's partially true. It's true in the sense that what can compassion do in this situation? It can help us to gain acceptance of how we are. If some people have grown up, if some person has grown up being abandoned by the parents, living through foster homes, then That fear of loneliness and abandonment, that is just natural. And if we tell such a person that your fear of loneliness is because of your lack of compassion on yourself, that could seem like a very uncompassionate statement considering the condition they have come from. So it's others didn't show compassion to them, or to speak of compassion, and basic human affection was not shown, and the emotions are resulting from that. Now, it is true that we can be kind to ourselves and we can be cruel to ourselves. And generally, I would hesitate to use the word compassion, because compassion is associated with somebody being in a pitiable condition and somebody else being in a superior condition. So I would prefer to use the word be kind to yourself, not so much compassionate. Compassionate, like, you know, it's a beggar is in the streets and somebody gives alms to the beggar, that's compassion. But if, say, if our spouse is in distress, we don't say I'm compassionate towards you. Just be kind. So I would prefer the word kind rather than compassionate. But even the kindness, the presence of the negative emotions in terms of some negative thought patterns starting off within us, I wouldn't say that is because of a lack of kindness. That might just be a result of situations. So that might be a result of situations, and that might be a result of conditions and conditioning, as I said. But we all have, along with our conditions and conditionings, a certain expectation of how we should be. That means when a stressful situation comes in my life, I may have an imagination that I should be stoic, that I should not feel anything, I should not get disturbed, I should stay very steady. And my inability to stick to that expectation may actually aggravate my negativity. So yeah, I am feeling nervous, I am feeling tense, I am feeling scared. If I say I should not feel scared, that is when, so denying the presence of that negative emotion would be a lack of kindness. But being kind to ourselves means this is where I am. In the past, because of whatever conditions, conditionings I have gone through, this is where I am at, and I accept myself for where I am. So being kind to ourselves means accepting our present capacity and then acting according to that capacity. If I have a capacity to lift 10 kg weights, and if I lift a 20 kg weight and I get crushed under it, kindness to myself would be learning not to lift a 10 kg weight right now, accepting that I can lift 10 kg, learning not to lift a 20 kg weight.
Okay.
Start accepting 10 and then move upwards from there. So if we are kind to ourselves, Still, negative emotions may come upon us, but we won't become frustrated by our expectation that those negative emotions will not come. And then, those negative emotions, when they come, I'll be able to deal with them more maturely. If I consider kindness in terms of, it's like, how would we be kind to someone who is hurt? If somebody has fallen down and they've say got a scratch or a wound or a sprain, the way we'll be kind is we acknowledge, oh, you got a sprain, accept it, and then I'll give you a shoulder and you can walk to a place where you can get some medication. So kindness is not in denying the reality, or kindness is not in imagining that the reality is not the reality. So for some people, negative emotions are a reality for them.
Absolutely.
And we can't say that the presence of the negative emotions is because they are not kind to themselves. It's rather, if they are kind to themselves, the presence of the negative emotions won't dominate them, won't define them, won't overwhelm them. And over a period of time, generally, there is a negative situation, but the negativity of the situation may also be worsened by our expectation if it had been too positive. So for example, if I go for a program expecting that 100 people will be there and then 10 turn up, I'll feel disheartened. But if I go for a program expecting maybe 2-3 people and 10 people are there, I'll feel encouraged. So the situation is the same. And say 10 people coming for a program where somebody has traveled a long distance to come for that program, that could itself be, we say, the disheartening situation. And being kind to yourself means that, okay, in that situation, I accept this is the situation. How best can I act right now? Sometimes, yeah, I feel because we live in a very competitive age where we are all told you have to be the number one. We are goaded to do that. So often we tend to become too harsh with ourselves. And sometimes we think that beating ourselves into shape is the only way to improve. But yes, sometimes we do need to beat ourselves up. But the important thing is that we pick ourselves up, not beat ourselves down. And the most important thing we require in the journey towards self-improvement is encouragement. If the world doesn't encourage us, we have to encourage ourselves. And being encouraging towards ourselves is the basic aspect of kindness that we need to have. So negative emotions may be there, but the negative may be there because of conditions and conditionings. But by being kind to ourselves, the negativity caused by those negative emotions can be substantially decreased.